Okay. Well, what I'd like to do today is basically, we just heard about Fidola. You're going to hear some more. I'm basically giving you an infomercial for one of the greatest animal lineages on the planet, and that is the ant genus Fidoli. I'm first going to present an overview of the genus, what they are, where they live, what they do, and in particular, their main claim to fame, their hyperdiversity or extreme species richness. A number of us are beginning to collaborate on an understanding of the genus, both for its own intrinsic interest and for what it might tell us about adaptive radiations in general. So I'm going to introduce the Fidoli Working Group and review progress made mainly about taxonomic infrastructure, and because I thought it was a 15-minute talk, only give microseconds to morphological patterns, internal phylogeny, because Corey just talked about it, and a little bit about the role of Fidoli in a new project I'm doing. So, the universal feature in the genus is the presence of a discrete minor and major worker caste. It's a lovely little feature, getting the shadow first. They occur in almost any habitat. They occur in rainforest, cloud forest, dry forest, and deserts, in agricultural zones, in urban areas, in people's backyards, tropical to temperate, although they don't extend too far into the north temperate zone. Many, many species nest in the ground. Some of them make a tumulus of soil on the surface, like this one. There are a lot that nest in dead wood and little bits of dead wood in the leaf litter. But there are also a set that are arboreal, including this interesting species that makes carton nests on the undersurfaces of leaves. This is a species that's really interesting that makes ant gardens, something that's usually associated with other ant genera, where it incorporates epiphyte seeds in its nest. There are plenty that are arboreal that nest in stems, either dead stems or live stems, and there's even a few that have become specialized associates or plant ants associating with myrmecophytes. For food, most of these ants are generalized scavengers. They're very good recruiters, generally. But as Corey mentioned, there are a few species that have these mass raids going out, almost acting like army ants and attacking live prey and bringing them back. And then, of course, there are those that harvest seeds as part of their diet. And anyone turning stones in southern Arizona frequently encounters this, a Fidoli nest under a stone with its tiny little cache of seeds there. But Fidoli are most notable for their hyperdiversity. They are more diverse than any other ants at almost any spatial scale you want to look. So what I'm showing you here is ant species richness at the 1 meter squared scale. These are 1 square meter plots of sifted leaf litter from the forest floor at several different elevations in Costa Rica, going from sea level up to 2,000 meter cloud forest where ants are almost non-existent. And in this figure, so this is average number of species per square meter. The black bars are all ants put together. The shaded bars are Fidolis, and the open bar is sort of the next most species, the next most abundant genus in the group. And so what you see at La Selva is that the average square meter has about 10 species in it at the 50 meter elevation site, and three of those species will be Fidoli, and then the next most diverse one is Solanopsis. That pattern basically holds right up to over 1,000 meters elevation. You get to 1,500 meters and the abundance of all ants is getting a little bit lower. And it only starts to break down at 2,000 meters, where some other montane specialists take over the dominant role of Fidoli. But even there's still one or two that are there as specialized montane Fidoli. If you look at the whole community at La Selva Biological Station, which is 1,500 hectares of lowland rainforest, again, the Fidoli community in that spot is 80 species. And the next most species genus is Camponotus, with less than half that. Going up to spatial scale, so we have at this is the number of species on the vertical axis on a log scale. La Selva, 16% of the ant species are Fidoli. If you look at Costa Rica as a whole, 16% are Fidoli. I don't have a figure for all New World ants, but there are about 700 species known so far for the New World. And if you look at the world as a whole, 10% of all the ants in the world are Fidoli. I'm going to skip this in the interest of time, but the take-home message at this point in the talk is that Fidoli do everything. They're like a little mirror image or a version of ants as a whole. So, because of this, a number of us think Phytoli is a special genus that deserves special attention. So we have formed the Phytoli Working Group, where we are trying to share resources where we can and make them available on the web. This slide can actually serve as my acknowledgement slide. I'm going to begin to work on a large group like this. One of the things you need is a solid alpha taxonomy. So 1,400 names have accumulated in the taxonomic literature. This is one of the first major synthetic works, and Ed Wilson published in 2003 this revision of the Phytoli of the New World. And this is a doorstopper of a tome. It's a large thing. And even Ed has said this is like one of the last of the great sailing ships. We may never see a revision like this in book form again. For this kind of work, one of the most important things is an up-to-date taxonomic catalog. And Barry Bolton has done the heavy lifting in this department of really scouring the literature and getting all those names straightened out for all ants, but also for Phytoli. And he's been very generous with providing his data. And along with some other colleagues, we've moved these into electronic format and parsed it out into fields. So this is now available on the web as a big Excel file with all 1,400 names in it, from Anna to Zoster. And one of the things I like is it's there. You can download it. You can do whatever you want. So the data are not trapped in a book or in some database that constrains how you look at it. We've also started posting character data on the web, where all of us can be starting to use a common character data set to contribute different portions to Phytoli taxonomy. And this has really been fun. A dichotomous key to 700 species does not work. And we really have to use electronic matrix key approaches, and so we're starting to do this using Lucid in this case. And we've already posted online a prototype Lucid key to the 680 New World species. And this is proving remarkably helpful for identifying Phytoli, where it's got all the species in there, but just a basic set of about 50 characters, most of them measurements. And you can it's so great where you get some unknown Phytoli, you type in a measurement or two, maybe two characters, and whack, whack, whack. Pretty soon you're down to 10 or 15 species that you need to look at. So I love map metaphors for what taxonomists do. I view what we do as making a map of the biodiversity. And I think the stage, it's a necessary preliminary stage, but the stage where we are now is sort of like this, where what Ed Wilson has done is sort of taken morphology space and put a name in each cell. But we still have a lot of work to do to take those cells and define them and refine them and put biological species behind them. There's a lot of morphological variability in this group that we can work with, the allometric relationships, sculpture, hairiness. And I started having fun just sort of plotting, doing bivariate scatter plots of some of these basic measurements. And you really get this when you can plot 700 species all together there. You get these nice views of what morphospace is like, what constrains these species. So this, for example, is minor worker head width or head length. And this is minor worker head width versus scape length, that first long antennal segment, the much broader spread. Phytoli soldiers show major workers show a lot of variation in sculpture and shape of the head. But when I did this scatter plot, I was not expecting this, which is head width versus head length for soldiers, is this really tight little line. And so they're not nearly as variable as I thought they were. And so there are clearly some areas of morphospace where Phytoli just do not go, and it's not clear why. So now, since I have almost no time left, the current expert in analyzing morphological relationships is Marcio Pai, and I refer you to his publications. And for the internal phylogeny, you just heard that from Corey, doing fantastic stuff with figuring out some of the phylogeny of Phytoli. And I'm going to be doing this project, along with others, looking at leaf litter arthropod diversity throughout Central America, called the Leaf Litter Arthropods of Mesoamerica Project, or LAMA. So we're going to be sifting litter all over the place. We've all seen Winkler sifters. Been there, done that. So we'll be looking at these macroecological patterns, and Fidoli will be a big part of that, of how do patterns of species richness vary over latitudinal and elevational gradients. Is species turnover higher in the lowlands or uplands? Are mountaintop species derived from other mountaintop species or from nearby lowland relatives? Does morphology correlate with habitat? And the great big question, why is Fidoli so diverse? So Fidoli, ecologically diverse within a tightly bounded morphological domain, geographically extensive, a solid alpha taxonomy is within reach, and these are model organisms in the study of sociality, in the study of macroecology, and in the evolution of diversity. So stay tuned. Thanks. Sean asked an army ant question. Are there army ants that like Fidoli a lot, and you think army ants could have played a role in Fidoli evolution? There are definitely army ants that like Fidoli. I mean, I've seen Fidoli prey with them, and I've seen army ants, actually I've seen Noma myrmex going down into Fidoli holes and hauling them out. Whether they have played a role, I don't have any special thing that says Fidoli, as opposed to any other ant lineage, is sort of more or less affected by army ants. I do know that there are plenty of Fidoli in those clay banks, and some of them have some peculiar nest architectures and entrance structures, sort of like the Stenama story. I mean, not as fun as that Stenama story, but still there are some tantalizing things there. We don't know why they do certain nest structure things in clay banks. So there's territory to explore there.